RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
Bring the energy!
It's happening.
Get it.
For your lives.
It's time for MP on the mic.
Cunning, capable, agile, flexible.
It gets me pumped and it gets me going.
Michael Phillips is...
Let's go!
MP on the mic.
Monday morning. What's up? MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Not a victory Monday, not a misery Monday. Just Monday of a holiday week. Welcome aboard. Commanders play next on Sunday against the Broncos, coming off their bye week. We'll check in with them. You, of course, know the main story that we're going to get to. UVA Virginia Tech. Here's the situation. Your UVA. You've beaten your rival twice in this century since 2000. It's 2025. This isn't one of those goofy stats we pull out a couple years in. It's a quarter of the way into the century. You've beaten them twice, but you're way better this year. You're way better than they are. They got beat up by Miami, a team that's behind you in the ACC standings on Saturday. We'll get to that game in a bit too. You're at home this year. It's a home game under the lights, Scott Stadium. You know how often you have night games? You don't have night games often. You're UVA, but man, when you have them, they're a lot of fun. Had a good one against Florida State this year. Crowd storming the field, everybody happy. This is the sixth night game this year at UVA. That's the most they've ever had in a season. By two, we've already broken the record. We got to five. UVA's in the spotlight, and they're good. You got a great quarterback. Chandler Morris, are you kidding me? He's playing really well. He's slinging the ball around. Defense is rock solid. All you got to do, all you've got to do to make the ACC championship game, a thing you've really never even dreamed of before, haven't been in position to dream of it before. All you've got to do is beat your rival at home with a better team on Saturday at 7 p.m. That's it. That's all you got to do. All you got to do is erase all these years of history and find a way to play well for 60 minutes, maybe a little longer, depending on how it goes, and you get to go to the ACC title game. How do people feel about this? People nationally feel great about this. UVA was installed this morning as an 11-point favorite in this football game. That's a lot. A lot of points in a football game. They're a good team. Chandler Morris slinging the ball around. That defense is hitting people hard. Tony Elliott's dialing up all the right plays, all the right calls, and all the right situations. He's got them believing. You got to You got one weird loss to NC State, but here's the good news. It was a non-conference game. It didn't even count. That's how charmed UVA is this year. The Cardiac Cavs take people to overtime, then they win the game. It's what they do. And all they have to do is beat their rival to make the ACC title game. And how people feel about that nationally? They feel great. You sure? UVA is going to steamroll them. Better team, home field, 11-point favorites. How y'all feeling, UVA fans? Good morning. Happy Monday. How you feeling? Terrified? Probably. Everything is breaking right. And can we just throw one more log on this fire? If you don't get them this year, they're about to spend $30 million on Penn State's football team. Bring it to Blacksburg and play with it next year in the ACC. They're not losing anytime soon. After Saturday, of course. Yeah. There's a lot riding on this. It's going to be a fun football game. It's rivalry week. We got a lot to get to. VCU's going to the Bahamas. We want to break that down as well. Of course, we'll dive into all the NFL action. Aaron Rodgers trying his best but couldn't go against the Chicago Bears, a place he's had a ton of success. All of that's important. We'll get to all of that. But, man, this is rivalry week, and this is the Commonwealth Cup. And I was there in 2019. I wasn't there for the one before that, but I was there in 2019. This has, you know, that game was a this is the game game. Chris Long senior night. I think you'd lump that in there. That was a high stakes game, right? Winner of that one was going to the ACC title game. They felt really good about that in the moment. Didn't pan out for them. Will UVA get over the hump? And by the way, if they do, thanks Pitt for clearing the road. There's no Georgia Tech, there's no Miami in the title game picture right now, which brings up all sorts of weird scenarios here. And let's start with the finish. The ACC, the conference, now has all its eggs in the UVA basket, a thing we most certainly did not think we would be saying at any point recently. Because Pitt's struggling. You know, they're not ranked. They got waxed by Notre Dame. They're not a legitimate playoff contending team. And then SMU, they're unranked. I think SMU's good. I think SMU's the team you don't want to play for UVA in the title game. But the disaster scenario is this. You know the rules for the college football playoff. The top five conferences are guaranteed to have their conference champion in the title game, the top five ranked conference champions. And Awad and I talk about this all the time because he argues about conferences, but they don't rank conferences. They rank schools. The conferences decide who their champion is. The committee gives them a ranking. They don't rank the conference. The ACC is the fourth best football conference in America, full stop. You can get out of town with any arguments. The American is not better than the ACC this year. It hasn't been better than the ACC this year. There's no compelling argument to make there. ACC, likewise, has not been as good as certainly the SEC, certainly the Big Ten. I would argue that the Big 12 has just a little bit more going for it at the moment. Three, you know, pretty outstanding teams. We can debate it top to bottom if they're third or fourth, but they're definitely not lower than fourth. In a conference-based game, they get in. It's not. They declare their champion. The committee gives them a number and ranks them. And JMU surging. JMU squeaked by Washington State. I thought they were going to run up the score. They were unable to run up the score. They still got the dub. Two to go. They're both going to be nail biters. This JMU finish is going to be so much fun to watch. Coastal Carolina on the road, always a tough team. And then Sun Belt title game opponent TBD. If it's Southern Miss, though, that's going to be a heck of a football game. Next Friday night, Sun Belt title game in Harrisonburg, which is going to potentially be for a playoff spot. American Conference has some really good teams, too. They got North Texas surging. We know Tulane. We know Navy. Their champion is probably going to be a top 25 team. JMU, if they win their last two, is certainly going to be a top 25 team. If UVA wins and then loses in the title game, the committee's going to have to do some maneuvering. And I do think when we get the committee's rankings this week, they're going to find a way to maneuver both Pitt and SMU into the top 25 to make sure we don't have that situation, to make sure that doesn't happen. make sure the ACC champ gets in. You don't have to jump them over a JMU at the finish line, because that would be humiliating for the ACC, obviously. Now, I still think there's a chance Miami gets in. I really do. Maybe I'm just yelling at the sky here, yelling at a cloud. I still think there's a good chance you can get Miami in to the title game. Obviously, they were running up the score. They got Pitt on Saturday, and I think that that's a potential statement game for them, with Pitt coming off the win over Georgia Tech. They ran up Miami ran up the score on Virginia Tech, as they should have. I'm not mad at anybody for that. Touchdown at the end of the game. They needed to do that. They're making a statement for the committee. I think we could still see two ACC teams in, the winner of the title game and Miami. At this point, the loser of the ACC title game is out, even if it's UVA. Sorry, UVA. It's a one-bid league, as they say, and also Miami's lurking there. It does call attention to the thing I've been saying for a long time, which is these unbalanced schedules are not good for anybody. If UVA had played Miami's schedule, they wouldn't be ahead of Miami in the standings right now. And yet, here we are. You can only play the games they put in front of you. Is going to be an issue, though, long-term for college football. We're seeing it in the SEC, too. I think there's some doubt about A&M because of their soft schedule. I think there's some doubt about whether or not they can hang with the best when it's time to do that. Or next year, if they have to play a gauntlet of a schedule, are they going to regress pretty hard? I think there's compelling evidence they might. But for us, it's in Charlottesville. Saturday night, I'll be there. We're going to have a banger of a show next Monday, because we'll go inside the locker room at Commanders Broncos, and we'll get full post-game reaction from Charlottesville, UVA, Virginia Tech, Commonwealth Cup on the line. Kyren Drones did not play in this game last year. You remember Pop Watson did, and he put on a clinic over UVA. I'm curious to see what happens. This would be a legacy game for whoever plays it, whether it's Kyren or whoever. This is a legacy game for Philip Montgomery, who I think has done an admirable job keeping the wheels on. They started winning close games after Brent Pry left. I think that Philip Montgomery deserves a lot of credit for that. As of right now, everything that's happened this year to the Hokies is footnote and will never be mentioned again. If they win this one, if they win this game, it'll be talked about forever. I think you know that. I think we know that. I think everybody senses there's the potential for a franchise-altering game for both teams. James Franklin's already in, but there's the potential that this alters the UVA franchise permanently. If they can't win this game, it changes things for them. And everybody knows that in Charlottesville. There's going to be a lot of clenched cheeks at kickoff at Scott Stadium. I couldn't be more excited to be there. It's going to be a good football game. Who will I pick? We'll be here through Wednesday. Not going to tell you that until Wednesday. Speaking of things we've got, we got VCU basketball tickets to give out today. Why don't we just start the show by giving away VCU basketball tickets? Does that sound like a good thing to do? That's how we start the show. Let's go. We got VCU basketball tickets. This is not for anything soon. This is for December 5th. If you want a pair of tickets to watch VCU basketball Friday, December 5th against Samford, what I need you to do is call this number right now, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910, and we're going to give the first caller a pair of tickets to VCU basketball against Samford. That's Friday night, December 5th. If you're a JMU fan, don't call. That's the night of the Sun Belt title game. You'll be watching that. Everybody else, hit up the lines, 833-804-0910 on the station that sends you, gives you the chance to win tickets to every VCU basketball home game. You know where you are. This is the home of VCU basketball, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 football game. I can't even lie. UVA Tech, all the marbles, ACC title game appearance, legacy-defining game for a lot of people, including Tony Elliott, UVA coach. We'll follow it all week. We'll get some special guests on as the week goes on to help us make sense of all of it. One of the better UVA Tech matchups we've had in a while. They've had a few where the winner gets to the ACC title game. Those were great. This isn't that. This is somehow better than that because one team's got the opportunity to go. The other team's got the opportunity to redeem a terrible season, and that's the team that has the winning streak. I think this is tremendous theater, and we'll get back to that. We'll get to the NFL, but we got to do a high school segment. Yeah. We do a lot of high school segments around here. Of course, we do Play Chesterfield on Wednesdays at 10:30. You will not hear that this Wednesday. The kids are out of school. We'll be talking to you while you're driving, wherever you're going for Thanksgiving. We'll look forward to checking in with you. MP on the mic. We'll be live Wednesday, 10 to noon, as you hit the roads. I'm told we were in the meeting, and I like, really? We're going to, like, you're not going to cut me loose early? And they're like, no, that's a huge day for radio. And I thought about it, I was like, it is kind of a huge day for radio. Everybody's sitting in their car, not moving, listening to 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM. That makes sense. So we'll hang out Wednesday.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
We'll talk to you. And by the way, that'll be a countdown to VCU basketball tip-off. VCU's in the Battle for Atlantis, battle number sign 4 Atlantis. The bracket is out. VCU will play Wednesday at 2:30 Eastern. That's approximate because that'll be after the end of the Western Kentucky Vanderbilt game. Anyway, I'll have your pregame, Robbie and Rodney, on the call. We'll check in with Robbie in Paradise. It's good work if you can get it. Opportunity to play Vandy, who's always good. Other side of the bracket's got Colorado State, Virginia Tech, Wichita State, and St. Mary's. Getting in the winner's bracket is going to be crucial here. If they lose, That damages what they can do here. So VCU South Florida, really important game, Wednesday, 2:30. And thank you to everybody who called in to win the tickets out of the gate here today. If VCU wins, they'll play at noon on Thursday. Love that. Watch that while the turkey's cooking. Watch that before the football gets good. If they lose, it's a 5:30 p.m. game. I'm going to be honest, it's not as attractive on Thanksgiving Day, even in paradise. So VCU South Florida, 2:30 approximately. Just listen to me on Wednesday. We'll roll into AWOD. AWOD will roll into the pregame. The pregame will roll into the game. The game will roll into the postgame. We'll get everybody taken care of. Get you fired up for the battle, number sign 4, Atlantis, down in paradise. Not to be confused with the Baja Mar, Hoops at Baja Mar. Not to be confused, because those are they're resorts that are like right next to each other. Did you watch UVA and the Greenbrier game? I said this is a high school football segment. We're off the rails. Less than half an hour and we're off the rails. But that was, I love y'all UVA fans. I promise. That was the preppiest crowd I have ever seen at a sporting event. And I covered UVA for multiple years. I've seen you. I've been to Ivy League games. Y'all, it was not as preppy as UVA at the Greenbrier playing basketball. That crowd was nuts. That was like, you look up UVA fans in the dictionary. Those guys are right there wearing their Roback, wearing their Vineyard Vines, whatever's popping right now. They were wearing it there at the Greenbrier. They were kicking and shot. What a nice win for UVA, by the way. I'm talking about the Friday game against Northwestern, where they were down their two best players down the stretch because of foul trouble, still grinded it out. Kudos to Ryan Odom. He's got a thing going down there. Here's why we have to do a high school segment. Not every day the Richmond area high school football is number one on the Sports Center top 10 of the night, but it happened on Friday night. Let's set the scene because it was 9-10 the Fan's game of the week. So let's give Gary Hess a little credit here because we had him on the other day. The best game in the area on paper was Dinwiddie-Verina, which was, you know, two powerhouse teams, two great quarterbacks. But they were supposed to play on Saturday. The Friday night game of the week is on Friday. Traditionally, that's how we do things. And so they picked the second best game, which was Midlothian and Thomasdale, which is, you know, this was a great game as well, because these teams had met in the playoffs each of the last 4 years, and Thomasdale had not won any of them. Thomasdale's a very good football team, though. So certainly nobody was getting cheated. I'm sorry, I said Midlothian. I'm at Manchester. My bad. Manchester, Thomasdale. Manchester senior quarterback, Landon Abernathy, who's done everything, set all the numbers. They beat Thomasdale in the playoffs every year. Thomasdale's really good this year. Hokie Steve, Coach Chris, on the call. So here's the story. 21-21. It's a tie football game. There's 4 seconds left. Manchester's got the ball at about midfield. That's too far for a field goal in high school. It's not too far for an NFL field goal, unless you're the Washington Commanders and you have Matt Gay as your kicker, in which case it is. But this is a high school football segment. I'm staying focused. This is me staying focused. It's a Hail Mary situation. You score. Or you go to overtime, or maybe there's a third option.
Here we go. Last play of the game. Landon Abernathy's going to sling it way down. He's got two guys out there. Pass is going to be intercepted at the goal line by Thomasdale. Trying to return this up across the 20. Still on his feet up across the 30. Still on his feet. Here he goes. He could take it all the way for a Thomasdale game-winning touchdown. Holy cow.
99 yards. If it's a minute and you could see it happening.
Oh, my goodness.
You could see it happening.
Ah, there it is. That's the high school game of the week. Crew, Hokie Steve, Coach Chris, holy cow is right. Number one play of the night on SportsCenter. Takes a Hail Mary, runs it back, kick stick style. All right, we'll play some overtime. We'll see what happens. Oh, we're not playing some overtime. Kudos to Thomasdale. Very nice win for them. By the way, in the other game, Verina just absolutely smoked Dinwiddie. I call that sending a message where I come from. Verina sends the message. They will be Against another team with a lot of buzz this weekend, Huguenot. Huguenot Varina down on Forest Hill Avenue. Huguenot has Charles Scott as the coach, who's at Life Christian, had a kind of a private school super team, took them to RPS, is building a great machine at Huguenot. They will be hosting. They lost their first game of the year to St. Christopher's, who ended up not being a major factor in the private school division. And yet from that, they have bounced back and been on an absolute tear ever since. So that'll be fun. A lot of other great matchups as well. Louisa, by the way, we talked about Louisa last week. Louisa got John Gruden to make a pump up video. They've got a video board at their stadium there in Louisa. They got some money in Louisa, I guess, or they're charging more for admission, or, you know, the booster club's doing well. I think it was like a cameo situation where you pay for a celebrity video. Hey, John Gruden doing a pump up for them, yelling about them and getting loud and all that. I love that. That's a good use of cameo right there. It's not just the, like, the happy birthday, but it's the whole, like, I'm going to get the crowd pumped up before a big football game. Did not pan out for them, but it was a fun concept, I thought. I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes here. We'll get to that eventually. We'll get to basketball as well. VCU taking care of business over the weekend. They get to 100 again. It seems to be kind of their thing these days. Now they get ready to head to the Bahamas. 101, in fact, 58 over Coppin State. Now they get ready to head to the Bahamas. 3 games, 3 days. And is it fair to say it's their last chance at an at-large berth? No. It's horrendously unfair. Are we going to do it? Yeah, because it's probably the reality. That's what happens when you play in the A-10. You know, Dayton does its work every year. Nobody else seems interested in doing any work. That's the situation we find ourselves in ahead of this trip to the Bahamas. It's a big one. We'll break that down for you. We'll get back to the only story that matters to me. Tech UVA football. Excuse me. You'll hear it. 7 o'clock right here. Saturday night. You're home of the Hokies. 910 The Fan.
Now yeah, it's Impey on the mic. It's Monday.
How we all doing? Let's go. Let's get this week started. Short week, you'll hear me Monday. That's today. Right now, you'll hear me Tuesday. That's tomorrow. And Wednesday, we'll get you ready for VCU basketball down in the Bahamas. You won't hear me Thursday. You won't hear me Friday either. And then we'll come back next week and we'll do it again. Next Monday could be a particularly delirious show. Late night in D.C. coming. We'll be up there at Commanders Broncos. We'll take you inside the locker room after that's over as the Commanders bounce back from their bye. Broncos coming off the bye as well. You know it's UVA Tech Week all week long. And I think for Tech, obviously the beating UVA part is very intriguing to them. I think it's something they'll look into this week and potentially pursue. But the James Franklin's the story right now. James Franklin in Blacksburg. And he sat down with the radio crew. You can't get enough James Franklin content, right? I think that's what most people are really into right now. And so we're going to give you a lot of James Franklin content. His contract landed as well. I want to dive into his contract in a minute and his potential success in Blacksburg. But here he is chatting with the Virginia Tech radio broadcast crew. Now's a good time to say you can hear those games right here, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. You'll hear UVA Tech this weekend on The Fan. That's a big game. You'll also hear James Franklin all next year. Here he is chatting with the radio crew about winning recruits in the state of Virginia. I think you will enjoy this answer.
So, a couple things. I've worked at a ton of places that make sense to the state of Virginia. I was at Maryland for 8 years, 5 of that, I think, as the recruiting coordinator. Obviously, Maryland's proximity to Virginia. I'm at Penn State, the proximity to Virginia. No disrespect to other times in other places, but there was a period where there were coaches in the state of Virginia that were not prioritizing the state of Virginia, in my opinion, from my lens. And to me, I don't care where you're at. You have got to own your own state. It starts there. How am I supposed to go to somebody else's state and get their best players if I'm not getting the best players out of my own state? So it starts there, right? And there needs to be an excitement. There needs to be a sense and a feeling that I can achieve all my dreams, goals, and aspirations individually and collectively as a team right here. I'll need to go anywhere else to do it. And what's better than doing it in front of everybody I love, right? Like, they don't have to fly across the country. They can get everything they want at Virginia Tech. I think it starts with that. And I've been fortunate to take advantage of that when that wasn't a priority at times. And again, I don't mean that. I'm not trying to take a shot or a knock at anybody, but I felt like that was the case for a number of years in Virginia, and we were able to capitalize on that.
That's James Franklin. He's a new Virginia Tech football coach. That's the thing we're going to keep saying because it's real. James Franklin is the new football coach of Virginia Tech. What a get for them. Talking about recruiting the state of Virginia. I love the like, this isn't a shot at anybody. Definitely not a commentary on Justin Fuente. It is absolutely not a commentary on Justin Fuente. We're just saying, I've noticed in the past, noticed as the Penn State coach, not everybody who's taking care of their state, Justin Fuente. Again, this isn't about one particular coach, most certainly not Justin Fuente, but we're talking generally about Virginia Tech football. I think Brent Pry meant well in Virginia. I don't think this is about him. Brent Pry hit the ground. He was here a lot in Richmond, coming in, seeing high school kids, building the relationships. Ultimately, he didn't have a good enough product to sell. Which is just the reality of the situation. Brent Pry was selling, come here and we might win 7 games. We might go to a Russell Athletic Bowl. And the caliber of player here in Richmond, in the Richmond area, down to Dinwiddie, where you got a great young quarterback coming up in Zion Boisseau, all the way up to Louisa out west. We got Savion Hyder playing some really good football out there. It's King William. Up to the north. It's a true region right now. And, of course, East End, Verona, and Highland Springs. Brent Pry came down here a lot, recruited those guys a lot. He didn't have a good enough product to sell. James Franklin, hey, I see the talent, and I can get the talent. What's better than playing in front of a home crowd, people you love, and reaching your goals? I think he understands that you can't make a recruiting pitch of, hey, Michael Vick went here. Hey, we're the state school. Hey, we win the Commonwealth Cup most years. Sure, these kids have bigger goals than that. Look at the roll call of guys who have been through here who have won Super Bowls and won Natties in college, Kayvon Wallace. These kids are good and have bigger goals, and James Franklin has bigger goals for them. He's going to be able to sell that and a quick turnaround as well. I don't want to overhype year one expectations, but he's ready to roll. He said in that interview with the Tech Radio crew, he's got 8 people in the building working with him right now, which leads me to his contract is now available. He works at a public university. His contract is public. And these numbers are jaw-droppers. These are monster numbers. So let's give the caveat. I'm not doing the rant right now. I think it's stupid that college kids have to pay additional fees on top of tuition that go to support athletics. I think that should be banned everywhere in the country. I think that should not be a part of college athletics. I don't think a dime of tuition money should go to a football team anywhere in America. This isn't a conversation about that right now. Donors can give whatever they want. You got money, spend it on whatever you want. You want to buy a nice football team for your alma mater? Go wild. And some donors are going wild in Blacksburg right now. So he says he has 8 people working in the building. Those are not assistant coaches. That's support staff. Those are people who stuff envelopes, write social media posts, reach out to kids, do graphics, all those things you got to do, the behind-the-scenes videos, all things you got to do to stay competitive. He's got $6 million a year for the support staff. So that's some of the 8 people in there right now. It'll be graduate assistants. That'll be all the people who make the office, make the program go on a daily basis. $6 million. That's more than Tony Elliott makes at UVA, by the way. It's an incredible number. Assistant coaches, 10 full-time assistant coaches. And you talk to assistant coaches who came up. I mean, even like I'm not old. I know Kyle Shanahan. I know Sean McVay. I know Matt LaFleur, right? That's a pretty famous group. When they were young assistant coaches in the NFL, they maybe made $30,000 a year. That's just, it is hard knocks coming up in the NFL. That's what you do. You sleep on couches, you room together, you steal food from the facility each night. That's how you make ends meet. That's how college football has always been, too. Well, things have changed, and it's big money now. 10 full-time assistant coaches, $9.5 million in the salary pool for them this year. The Hokies aren't going to have a coach who makes $1 million. The Hokies might have six coaches who make at least $1 million this upcoming season. That's incredible. They are going to get the nation's top talent. The Hokies linebackers coach might make more than JMU is paying its head coach, Bob Chesney. He makes $700,000 a year. The offensive coordinator might make more than people are making being head coaches at decently big schools. Tech is coming to play, y'all. That's the number you need to hear. That's what you need to hear tonight. Virginia Tech is coming to play. $9.5 million for assistant coaches. That ranks fourth highest in the nation, okay? So you think about the SEC, you think about the Big Ten. Ohio State's number one, Georgia's number two. Those are the big boys you're playing with. These are the numbers the Hokies are dealing with. These are Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama numbers. Incredible. Coming off of, you know, a team that just was not built to compete in the ACC this year. Full turnaround coming next year. Let's get to the head guy's contract. James Franklin is going to make $5.5 million to coach a football team next year. The following year, he's going to make $4.5 million. The next year, he's going to make $3.5 million. The year after that is the 2029 football season. He's going to make $12.25 million that year, and then the salary goes up from there. That's an acknowledgement that if he hangs around, he's going to need to be the nation's highest paid head coach. $5.5 million does not put him in that stratosphere. That he's merely very well paid at $5.5 million, and then the numbers go wild from there. This is cool as well. They win games. Everybody gets a bonus. He gets bonuses for every win. But not only the assistant coaches, but the support staff get bonuses as well. If Tech hits 10 wins, they throw $425,000 into a bonus pool for the support staff that James Franklin can dish out to them. College football playoff appearance, $150,000 for James Franklin. He's also got bonuses for being top five in ACC football viewership on TV. If Tech becomes number one in ACC football viewership, which could happen if Clemson keeps tanking, he gets an extra $800,000. Okay, hello. These are big numbers. We're going over James Franklin's contract here. He gets a courtesy car. He gets a Blacksburg Country Club membership. He gets a suite at the games, blah, blah, blah. They're putting $3 million into a recruiting fund to support recruiting efforts. That's largely private jet stuff. That's largely, you know, bringing guys in, taking care of them when they get here, hotels, you know, Ubers, things like that. $3 million annually for recruiting. And look, y'all, they're playing at a really, really high level here. Incredible to see. The buyout, if he leaves early, if he leaves after the 2027 season, he owes the school $4 million. I think that's the one you'd target. This year's the coming year's a 26 season. After that's the 27 season, that'd be his second. If he can get to the college football playoff then, and I think he can, there's a chance he goes to the SEC. There's a chance he goes to the Big Ten. He'd owe $4 million on his way out the door. That's the James Franklin contract. We got a lot of other stuff to get to, but we had to get to that today because those numbers are silly. Fourth highest paid group of assistant coaches in America. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Mike, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app Monday morning. It's not Victory Monday. It's not Misery Monday. It's been, there have been a lot of Misery Mondays lately. And I think next week will probably be a Misery Monday, for example, as they face the Denver Broncos. On Sunday Night Football, Commanders Broncos, you hear it right here. Pregame starts at 5:20 p.m. But no, it's none of those things. It's a bye week. Dan Quinn will bring the team back from a bye. We'll give the Jaden Daniels non-update at 3:30 today when he chats with reporters. We'll see if he will be out on the practice field this week. I certainly don't expect Dan Quinn to say Jaden's going to play on Sunday. I think we're really far removed from that. He may say Jaden won't play on Sunday. My guess is most likely he says Jaden's going to practice, going to return to practice this week, and we'll see how it goes. Had a productive bye week, got some good work in. Bye week came at a good time for everybody. Everybody's refreshed. Everybody's ready to work. Everybody's ready to get after it. Remember, trip to Spain coming at a great time. Great time to get some team bonding in. Bye week at a great time. Everything's coming at a great time. He's a glass half full guy. Time to fill up that glass starting Sunday in Landover. You'll hear that right here on The Fan. Chiefs miraculously back in it. Those of you who enjoy AWOD show after us, he's noon to three. He's live from Capitol Ale House on Mondays. AWOD and I have been making breakfast sandwich bets on NFL games, and I said I loved the Colts, who were 3.5-point favorites. Adam, as he does, tries to negotiate me down. So we did what we've done before, which is if it was Chiefs by more than three, Adam wins. Chiefs by less than three, I win. And if it was Chiefs by three, Jeremy gets a breakfast sandwich instead. Congrats to Jeremy, Jay Money, AWOD's new producer. We hit the poll there. Breakfast sandwich for him. It didn't look great for Adam early. It didn't look great for me late when the Chiefs had first and goal from the two, I believe. And then we went to overtime. And if you have the ball second in overtime and all you need is a field goal, odds are you're going to get a field goal historically in the NFL. Sometimes a guy breaks one, takes it to the house, you get a 40 or a 50-yard touchdown, but very rarely do you get a 5-yard game-winning touchdown when all you need is a field goal. That was the case. The Chiefs stay alive. The Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites in Dallas on Thanksgiving. I'm super intrigued by this. As you know, it's hard to play in Dallas on Thanksgiving because they got a home game on Sunday, which is ridiculous. The NFL should never give Dallas a home game before they host a team traveling on the short week. And it's an extra short week because people say, oh, you know, there's Thursday night football all the time. But this is Thursday afternoon football. So this is even earlier than Thursday night football. I know you think that doesn't make a huge difference. It actually does make a big difference in terms of travel, in terms of fatigue. Dallas didn't look great early. Looked pretty good late. Got the Brandon Aubrey kick through the uprights. Eagles, 8-3. Very well positioned. Almost certainly still going to win the NFC East. I feel good about that. And yet, that's a team that loves eating itself. Playing with their food. Go up 21-0. Give it all back. Cowboys win the game in a wild day in the NFL. Lions win 7-4. Seahawks win 8-3. And then you have the Packers and the Cowboys, who are going to make things messy. The Cowboys are 5-5-1. They have achieved the mathematically improbable. They are 500 after 11 games. That's very hard to do mathematically. Green Bay, 7-3-1. They are going to Detroit. Should be a fantastic Thanksgiving there between those two teams. Because of the half game, the winner will be in first. The winner will be ahead of the loser. Chicago one game up on Detroit, a half game up on Green Bay. They're all bunched in there in the NFC North. That's sometimes the things you think will be true turn out to be true. That's been the case in the NFC North this year, which has been a fantastic division. Bears are rolling. Time to put some respect on the Bears' name. By the way, I don't think yesterday was a total wipeout for the Colts. I think even with the loss, people are going to be putting some respect on the Colts name. I think some people who hadn't watched them, like, they're playing some smart football. They're playing some savvy football. That Chiefs defense with Spagnuolo, so good. The Colts solved it a couple times early. Obviously, they lost. The win would have been the big-time respect, and Daniel Jones couldn't solve them in crunch time. But there's a little respect to be gained there. AFC leader, of course, is the Patriots. Here's what I didn't see come at the start of the year. I thought the Bills would sleepwalk into the NFC East or AFC East. If you had told me Bills would be 7-4 at this point of the season, I'd say, yeah, sure. Look, they're probably going to pretend that's disappointing there in Buffalo. But the reality is they're going to very easily win their division. And so why not sleepwalk it in? But instead, the Patriots are red hot. Patriots and the Colts, two best teams in the AFC, just like we all predicted at the start of the year. Denver right up there as well. They're 9-2. It's New England, Denver, Indy. And then you're gapped everybody else below them. Baltimore, of course, as we all expected, has caught the Steelers, will win their division, will make the playoffs. Chiefs may be chasing Buffalo for that final playoff spot. Could be Jacksonville. Jacksonville's got the easier schedule, of course, coming in. Do you trust them with it, though? 27-24 over the Cardinals, which gives them two in a row, combined with the narrow loss to Houston 3 weeks ago. They're playing good football right now. Jacksonville's got Tennessee. They've got the Jets. They've got more Tennessee. They've got two against the Colts where they could really make some noise. I think they're looking to split those. If they can split the series against Indy, they're safely in the playoffs. If they lose both to Indy, they probably still could make the playoffs in that AFC where I don't know if 10's going to be. I think 10's probably the magic number, but we'll see. Maybe a 9 sneaks in because you got a lot of parity there. 10's definitely the number in the NFC. Detroit's actually the team on the outside looking in right now. They're knotted with San Francisco for the final spot. Don't have the tiebreaker. The NFC West could send 3. The NFC North could send 3. We got a lot of sorting out to do down the stretch here. Lions will be 3-point favorites over the Packers on Thanksgiving. We'll make the picks on Wednesday. Ravens will be 7-point favorites over the spunky Bengals, who gave an effort. They have not folded it in. That's a 3-8 team with no quit in it. They gave it all to the Patriots there. Took them to the wire. Couldn't complete the catch there on fourth down late in the game. Black Friday football. Eagles 7-point favorites against the Bears. That's going to turn out to be a really good football game as they go driving through that NFL loophole. We've talked about that before. So Congress limits when the NFL can play football on TV, and they can't play on Friday nights between Labor Day and I believe it's like December 12th or something like that, which they can't play on Fridays. They can't play on Saturdays. That's why Saturday football starts the week after Army Navy, because they're allowed to. The Brazil games are before it kicks in. They're before that first weekend after Labor Day, so it's legal there the way the calendar falls. And Black Friday, it turns out they actually can't, the NFL can't play televised football on Fridays after 6 p.m. Black Friday football kicks off at 3. We got a good one. It's the Bears, the Eagles. We're all going to watch it. My favorite tagline about the NFL, say whatever you will, we're all going to watch it. We got decent games next week. Commanders are going to be 7-point underdogs hosting the Denver Broncos. I would imagine that line swings a little with Jaden Daniels, but not a lot. Denver coming off a bye is going to be a very formidable foe. Hour number 2 of this radio show up next. I want to take a deeper dive into the Commanders at the bye week, and at 11:15, as promised, we will open up James Franklin's contract at Virginia Tech. All that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Half an hour to go.
MP on the mic. 910 The Fan. 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey. Apple sends you up to AWOD Radio. AWOD Radio standing by Capitol Ale House in Innsbruck. Go check in with him. Get ready for rivalry weekend. Tech UVA in Charlottesville, Saturday night under the lights. I'll be there. A lot of you will be there. It's gonna be a great one. This is as high stakes as it's been in recent memory. I'm fired up for that. James Franklin, will he be there? I think so. I think James Franklin and all his money will be there. He's making a lot of it, but his assistants are too, and his staff is too. He's doing a very nice job making sure everybody gets taken care of. We've also got Who's Talking Tonight at 6 o'clock. That's our UVA show. We'll talk all things UVA. Habbo and Maloney are on the call for that one. An hour of Who's Talking. Grant and Danny will bridge that gap between 3 and 6. They'll be on the air at 3:30 when Dan Quinn gives the update coming out of the bye week, how everybody's faring, how Jaden Daniels is faring coming out of the bye week. Deron Payne, of course, his suspension lifts. He will be able to rejoin the team for practice today in Ashburn ahead of kind of one more chance to re-energize the crowd here. Night game, they've invested a lot in production value. They sold a lot of tickets before the season. I think people will come. I think as long as the weather's decent, as long as it's not raining, I think a lot of people will be there. We'll be there. And I think there's the opportunity to turn some heads. As the Cowboys showed yesterday, any win in the NFL can be an image changer, can get the fan base fired up, can get everybody rolling. And I think the Cowboys can use that momentum to roll, right? The Cowboys fans love winning and love winning on national TV, and they'll get another chance to do it against the Chiefs in a few days. Is it a salvageable season? I don't know. They basically have to win out to make the playoffs or come really dang close to it. They could maybe drop one the rest of the way. They've got the tie, which maybe helps, maybe hurts. Who knows? It's a tie. It's all confusing. They've got a brutal schedule because after the Chiefs, they've got the Lions. So that's a 1-2. Vikings, then the Chargers. So a lot of good teams. I don't think the Cowboys are a factor. But again, like, you think about the momentum that gave to the franchise. Like, okay, like, the season started with a Micah Parsons trade. And now everybody's feeling a little bit better. And now everybody's feeling a little bit good about this. Okay, we can work with this. Dak is talented. Dak is a really good quarterback. Washington could do that, too, down the stretch. Again, I don't know if Jaden will play this week. But when Jaden comes back, if he could roll off a couple, I think it would do really good things psychologically for this fan base coming into the end of the season and into the offseason. The Eagles fan base is psychologically damaged. They're not fixable. They'll melt down after what happened yesterday. And yet, they're still probably going to win the Super Bowl. They'll win the Super Bowl. The fans will be mad about it. It's fascinating. You know, somebody do the head scan on an Eagles fan. I would love to know what comes back because that's a unique crew out there. Lots going on this week with you for the short week, today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. AWOD will be with you all week because we've got VCU basketball coming at you all week long. Starting on Wednesday, VCU opens up the Battle 4, number sign 4, Atlantis, against South Florida, 2:30, approximate tip time. You'll hear that right here. Virginia Tech in this tournament as well. They opening against Colorado State. First game is the biggest games at these MTEs, and we'll go deeper on this tomorrow. VCU, if they win, you get in the winner's bracket. You get guaranteed two more good games, two more good looks for the net. If you lose, you fall into the loser's bracket. The benefit of going to the tournament is significantly reduced. And last year, they lost to Seton Hall in the opener in Charleston. Ended up with a couple more decent games, but you know that it wasn't as good as it could have been. And it also, that was a tough loss to Seton Hall that dogged them the rest of the way. John Rothstein's already doing his Twitter bit. John Rothstein just picking fights with VCU fans. He says their chances at an at-large are directly dependent on how many they win this week. They're hosting New Mexico on December 10th, by the way. The A-10's got good teams in it. They'll play those good teams. Let's not rush to conclusions here, John Rothstein. But I agree, because of the national perception of the A-10, which has been very poor recently, it is important to win this opener against South Florida on Wednesday at 2:30. TV will be ESPN2 on that. Of course, Robbie and Rodney on the call on the fan. It was 101-58 over Coppin State on Saturday night at the Stew. Very well attended game, which I love to see. And of course, as you would expect, VCU did very well. Now, the three-point shooting, I think, is still kind of stagnant. I keep waiting for it to get hot. Maybe get hot in the Bahamas. That would be very nice if they could pull that off. The free throw shooting, much better down the stretch. That's something we'd had a little bit of concern about. Certainly good to see that rectified. And as you'd expect, a lot of time for the reserves, a lot of time for the guys off the bench. Your main headline player, I think, probably Jordan Tillery, who is a freshman, had discussed redshirting. He's going to play. IMG Academy kid. I just don't know that anybody's ever going to redshirt again, aside from super raw guys, international guys, guys who aren't going to be starters. If you can play minutes, you want to be playing. That's your path to the NIL. The redshirting is going to be for, like, I'm in a bad fit and I realize it in November, get me out of here. That's what redshirting is going to be for in the future. I just don't think there's going to be a lot of redshirting across the board, period, in college basketball. But Tillery had 11. Nice showing for him. He gets out there, gets some minutes with the team. I think long term, those are the kinds of things that everybody benefits from long term. And it'll be great to watch him develop and grow, and hopefully for a couple of years, at least. Hopefully there's a couple of years of Jordan Tillery development left. Other NFL story today. Brandon Ayuk and the 49ers are headed towards a divorce, according to The Athletic. Mike Silver and Diana Russini reporting. It's not a reach to suggest that's a guy the Commanders are going to be all over this offseason. We've been asked about Debo a lot. Is Debo coming back? I don't know if Debo's coming back. Brandon Ayuk's going to be their top priority, I think, for sure. I think he'll be a guy they chase. And we'll get into that as the week goes on, and I know Adam will as well. We got one more segment with you first, though. We gave away VCU basketball tickets already today. You got to keep listening to the fan if you want to win. Today was a VCU basketball ticket giveaway day. All week long, we'll be going strong into the break. Wednesday, 2:30, VCU Hoops. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.